This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Doctors treating Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli say although Prime Minister's health has been improving, he will stay some more days in the hospital to prevent him from infections. Government holds talks with the private sector regarding preventing coronavirus outbreak in the country and managing Delhi consumer goods. Government urges everyone not to hoard cooking gas and other Delhi essentials and to lock down starts in Italy as coronavirus death toll rises to 631. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health condition is showing continuous improvement. Executive Director of the Trivuvan University Teaching Hospital, Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Khadga, said as the Prime Minister's health was improving and satisfactory, he would be sent home in a few days. Speaking at a press meet held at the hospital yesterday with the presence of the team involved in the renal transplant of the Prime Minister, Dr. Khadga said medically the Prime Minister would be kept at the hospital for a few more days at the request of the family. Likewise, the health condition of the kidney donor Samiksha Sangrawala is also good and she will return home along with the Prime Minister. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister's personal doctor, Professor Dr. Dibya Singh Shah, said the Prime Minister would be able to carry out regular jobs at his secretariat within a few days. However, to be able to go out among the mass would take about 6 months from now. Dr. Shah also added that to reduce the muscle cramp risk and better recovery of the Prime Minister, he had been administered various kinds of therapies and exercises. The government has reiterated that there is no situation to be panicked over availability of Delhi essentials, including food. Spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara, said there would not be shortage of Delhi essential goods. He reiterated that there was currently stock of food items and other essentials sufficient for at least 6 months. Similarly, Khatiwara shared that the high-level coordination team to control COVID-19 headed by Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel discussed with private sectors on the supply of goods including medicines. The meeting reviewed the situation and efforts made so far for the preparedness. Similarly, Central Chairperson of Nepal Drug Dealers Association, Mrigendra Srestha, made commitment that there would not be black marketing in medicine as it is the sensitive issue. Nepal Chamber of Commerce representatives informed the meeting that production of face masks was increased, so the supply would be smooth very soon. The government has temporarily suspended issuing on arrival visas to the citizens from the coronavirus-affected countries at the Trivuvan International Airport. The Department of Immigration has informed that the decision has been taken to stop the entry of the coronavirus in Nepal. The department said Chinese, South Korean, Japanese, Italian, Iranian and French nationals were barred from on-arrival visas. Director General at the Department of Immigration Ishwar Raj Baudel informed German and Spanish nationals would be also denied on arrival visas from upcoming Friday. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Hao Yanqi called on Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai and learnt about Nepal's preparedness to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Private Secretariat of Minister Bhattrai said during the meeting held at the ministry yesterday, discussion was held on Nepal's preparedness to control its entry. On the occasion, the Chinese ambassador shared China's experience in controlling the epidemic, stating that among 80,900 infected ones, 59,000 had returned home after recovery. She also promised that China would provide full assistance from technology to medicine and information to Nepal if needed. She also lauded Nepal's precaution and preparedness to control the coronavirus. On the occasion, Minister Bhattrai informed the Chinese envoy about Nepal's ongoing activities carried out to stay away from the pandemic. He also hailed Chinese efforts to contain the disease. Indian ambassador to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatra, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkata during the meeting held at the office of Speaker at Singhadarbar yesterday. The Speaker recalled the 73 years of formal diplomatic relations between Nepal and India and added that the bilateral relations are at government, parliament and people levels, expressing gratitude towards India's support in rescue, relief and reconstruction tasks after Gorkha earthquake in Nepal. Speaker Sapkata expressed happiness for agreement on long-term importance between the two countries in recent period. On the occasion, Indian Ambassador Quatra congratulated Sapkota on his election to the post of Speaker and extended his best wishes for the successful term. The National Youth Association Nepal has submitted a memorandum to Nepal to Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Thakal seeking precautions against the coronavirus from the part of government. Association's Chairman Ram Prasad Sapkota submitted an 8-point memo to Minister Thakal for adopting precaution measures. Receiving the memo, Minister Thakal said the government had made enough preparations to stop the possible spread of coronavirus in Nepal. The Trivan University has decided to continue examinations as per the given schedule. Trivan University Office of the Controller of Examinations, Examination Controller Pusparaj Joshi, informed that the country's oldest university would administer the bachelor level and the master level examinations on a regular basis as no crisis had been observed due to the coronavirus. Controller Joshi further said the Office of the Controller of Examination had completed the preparations for examinations to be held on the various faculties from March 20. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation decided to suspend its regular flights to Doha of Qatar for time being due to a fear of coronavirus infection. The Nepal Airlines Corporation official informed that the decision follows a temporary ban of entry of citizens from 14 countries including Nepal to Qatar by the government of Qatar in its bid to minimize the coronavirus infection risk. The suspension of flight to Doha would remain into effect until a further decision. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हाश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The number of passengers for international flights from Trivan International Airport has dropped by around 50% after the coronavirus creates a global health threat. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal also said despite a fall in the number of international passengers, the available flight schedule is around 80%. Civil Aviation Authority spokesperson Raj Kumar Chetri said only 20% flights have been cut due to a fear of coronavirus. The District Court of Saptari has convicted 4 culprits, giving them each a sentence of 10 years in prison for their involvement in a gang rape of a 16-year-old girl. The single bench of Justice Nanda Kishore Prasad Yadav yesterday sentenced Atlantic Chowdhury, Ajay Kumar Chowdhury, Arjun Kumar Shah and Manoj Kumar Shah a jail term of 10 years each. All the perpetrators are 20 years old and are from Swambhunath municipality, ward number 3. The remaining two accused in the rape case, Bobby Chowdhury and Om Prakash Pal, have been absconding. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Shops and restaurants closed, hundreds of flights were cancelled and streets emptied across Italy yesterday, the first day of an unprecedented nationwide lockdown imposed to slow Europe's worst outbreak of coronavirus. Just hours after the dramatic new restrictions came into force, health authorities announced that their toll had jumped by 168 to 631, the largest rise in absolute numbers since the contagious came to light on February 21st. The total number of confirmed cases rose at a much slower rate than recently seen, hitting 10,149 against a previous 9,172, but officials warned that the region at the epicenter Lombardy had provided incomplete data. The government has told all Italians to stay at home and avoid non-essential travel until April 3rd, radically widening steps already taken in much of the wealthy north, which is the epicenter of the spreading contagious. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani set to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners in coming days to pave the way for direct talks with the insurgent group aimed at ending the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan, according to the international news agency Reuters. The two-page decree, which was signed by Ghani and will be made public later by his office, said that all released Taliban prisoners will have to provide a written guarantee to not return to the battlefield. The decree lays out details about how the prisoners will be released in a systematic manner, a process that it says will begin in 4 days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in the western region and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is possible at a few places of the western hilly region. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Doctors treating Prime Minister KP Sharma only say although Prime Minister's health has been improving, he will stay some more days in the hospital to prevent him from infections. Government holds talks with the private sector regarding preventing coronavirus outbreak in the country and managing daily consumer goods. Government urges everyone not to hold cooking gas and other daily essentials, and lockdown starts in Italy as coronavirus death toll rises to 631. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.